Hello, good morning. Welcome to worship. If you are visiting with us, we are glad you are here today. Thank you for coming. I want to give you a warm welcome. On the right-hand side of your bulletin, you'll see in the church calendar box the activities of this week. Come if you can and join us for a light meal at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday night, followed by a Bible study and time of prayer together. Our next family fellowship luncheon is September 18th, the third Sunday in September, and our Knowing God study is continuing to meet on Sunday afternoon at 6:30 p.m. For the next three or four Sundays in Sunday school, Clyde Heron is teaching a series on what Presbyterians believe. So it is a good time to come and to learn about what Presbyterians believe. Down toward the bottom of your bulletin, you'll see question number 86 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism. And question 86 says, what is faith in Jesus Christ? And the answer is,
faith in Jesus Christ is saving grace, whereby we receive and rest upon
the call to worship this morning comes from Revelation chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. Would you read it with me responsively? And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying,
worthy are you to take the scroll and touch the seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom of priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth.
Sing the doxology. May be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. O Lord our God, you are the Almighty. You are the King of the nations. Just and true are your ways. Great and amazing are your deeds. You alone are holy. To you alone belongs eternal praise. We are the creatures of your hand. You are worthy of our worship. Please sanctify and accept our worship as we pray the way that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn is number 32, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And if you are able, please stand and let's sing all three stanzas. Confess our common faith using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Well, Lord our God, we thank You for the promise of forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. We pray that You would forgive us for our sinful habits and attitudes. We pray that You would forgive us of our hypocrisy, for our natural self-righteousness, for self-reliance, for constant unbelief, for moral frivolity, for shallowness in repentance, for half-heartedness, for worldliness, for fearfulness, for despondency, for spiritual conceit, and for insensitivity. We thank You that we have a Savior who is sufficient for all of our needs. And we pray that through Him we may have joy and assurance and boldness and liberty and zealousness of spirit. We pray for those who are sick and who are recovering from sickness, and we pray for those who are ministering to them. We pray that they may know Christ so that they may experience what Paul called what is far better. And we all look forward to the hope of the resurrection of our bodies. We pray for missionaries of Christ all over the world and for the missionaries that we support, including the Bolings in Mexico, and the chaplains with MTW, the Davilas in Costa Rica, the Dahoves in Tunisia. And we pray for their visit, their upcoming soon visit with us, that You would bless our time together. Pray for the Hills in Peru and the Pattersons with Wycliffe Bible translators, and for Jim and Karen Romaine in New York City working with Turkish Muslims. And we pray for the trip that they are planning to make to Turkey, that it would be blessed by Your favor. We pray that You would provide for all of their needs and grant them much fruit for the kingdom of Christ. We pray for the preaching of Your word this morning, that Your Spirit would be our teacher and that we would grasp really and truly who Jesus is, and that we would know Him as the Savior of sinners. We pray in the name of Jesus, who came down from heaven to redeem His people and return to heaven, where He rules at Your right hand, and where He will receive all those who sincerely believe in Him. And He will come again one day as the judge of all the earth. We pray in His name. Amen. Trinity hymn book on page 794, you'll find the words to Psalm 29, and that is our responsive reading for this morning. Psalm 29, would you please read it with me responsively? Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is power. The voice of the Lord is justice.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning.
The voice of the Lord shakes.
The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as King forever.
The Lord gives strength to His people. The Lord blesses His people with
peace. Our next hymn is number 642. Be Thou My Vision. Would you please stand if you are able, and let's sing stanzas 1, 3, and 5. Seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning's offering. High King of Heaven, victory won. Thank you for victory through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And Lord, thank you for providing for all of our needs. And thank you that we have left over some to give, to bring, and give us an offering to you as a manifestation of our worship. We pray that you would bless it, receive it, and use it to build up the kingdom of Jesus Christ here in this place and beyond here, even unto the uttermost parts of the earth. We pray it in His name. Amen. message this morning comes from Luke chapter 9, verses 18 through 27. And this is what it says. Now it happened that as he was praying alone, the disciples were with him, and he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" And they answered, "John the Baptist, but others say Elijah, and others that one of the prophets of old has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "The Christ of God." And he strictly charged and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised." And he said to all, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God." The grass withers, the flower fades. The word of God stands and abides forever. May he bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning. And we'll bring a message from that text after the special music at this time.